A number of major food brands have been rethinking their outdated corporate mascots, Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, Mrs. Butterworth. At the same time, a group of young entrepreneurs have set out to create new breakfast cereal characters that reflect this moment. NPR's Mandalit Del Barca reports.
Emily Elise Miller says the new cereal she and her team created, Off Limits, has brand mascots unlike any other. Dash is a high-strung, high-achieving female bunny.
In an 80s-style power suit with sneakers, she's a K-pop fan, a workaholic.
And she says Dash has a lot of anxiety to deal with.
So her cereal turns the milk to cold brew and has coffee and chocolate.
Zombie is just the opposite, a lazy dude who looks like he just rolled out of bed to eat his mellow cereal.
There's adaptogens, pandan, vanilla, so everything you need to mellow out.
Miller, a 29-year-old food writer, is all about breakfast. In fact, she wrote Breakfast, a cookbook, and she created The Breakfast Club, walking tours of New York restaurants. Her latest venture, Off Limits Cereal, also seems to appeal to millennials. Miller's hoping they might relate to Zombie, who has a bit of Bart Simpson, or Dash, more of a Lisa Simpson.
The whole brand is really run by these emotionally unstable and extreme cartoon characters.
Dash and Zombie are a far cry from the buff, confident cereal mascot Tony the Tiger.
They're great!
Dash is not the first female cereal character. In the early 1950s, Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes was repped for a short time by Katie the Kangaroo, who wore a bandana and carried her baby in her pouch.
I'm Katie the Kangaroo. I hop and skip and bounce around. You'd think I was elastic. And with these frosted flakes of corn, I trip the light fantastic.
New flakes, frosted flakes, Kellogg's Sugar Frosted Flakes.
Kellogg's ultimately bounced Katie the Kangaroo for Tony the Tiger, also dropping sugar from its name. Fast forward to 2020, where cold and hot cereals are a more than $20 billion industry in the U.S., according to market data firm Statista, with sales expected to grow. To succeed, cereal brands have to be nostalgic, healthy, or have more modern mascots, says analyst Melissa Abbott.
There's a demand for something completely different that isn't, you know, masculine, Tony the Tiger, macho.
Abbott is vice president of culinary insights at the Hartman Group. She says cereal is not just a breakfast food. New brands are promoted on podcasts and purchased online. Abbott says Off Limits and another new cereal brand, Magic Spoon, appeal to a different aesthetic.
These characters that are going to win essentially today, and particularly in the breakfast category, they have to contain more of this multi-dimensional take on the human personality, the flaws and all.
Abbott says consumers might like that Off Limits characters were designed by artist Shepard Fairey's studio. Now the question is, will they go for coffee-flavored cereal repped by a stressed-out bunny in a power suit? Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.